In his weekly editorial, Vatican Press Office Director Father Federico Lombardi reflects on hopes for peace in the Middle East.
Proprio mentre si avviavano a Washington i colloqui diretti fra israeliani e palestinesi,
as direct talks between Israelis and Palestinians got underway in Washington, under the auspices of the United States administration, at Castel Gandolfo, the Pope received the President of Israel, Shimon Peres, demonstrating to him the intense hope, his and that of the whole church, for a successful outcome to negotiations towards a stable peace in the Holy Land and throughout the region, based on an agreement that respects the legitimate aspirations of both peoples. No one can deny the difficulty of the undertaking, after many failed attempts and in a context where many act, not only with words, but with violence, to ensure that even this fails. But the path of dialogue is the only one capable of building a future of peace in justice, which is rarely what everyone hopes for, even though suffering and hatred have clouded their vision. It's the path that the Church has always indicated with patience and with perseverance, and which Pope Benedict, during his memorable journey last year, confirmed with courage, even after the terrible crisis in Gaza. The beautiful dedication that President Peres personally composed for the gift offered to the Pope, a silver menorah, a symbol of Israel, is an extraordinary testimony to this patient courage. To His Holiness Pope Benedict XVI, the shepherd who seeks to lead us to the fields of blessings and the fields of peace, with great esteem. The politician's commitment is therefore accompanied by the commitment of the great moral and religious authorities. Will there finally be peace? We all have to strive in this direction.
Verrà finalmente la pace? Tutti dobbiamo impegnarci in questa direzione.